Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Thanks for joining the show. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Hatbacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour and the next couple of hours. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Oh no, we lost her.
Oh no, oh, no. And she just messaged me. looks like her phone dropped out.
Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, that's all right.
I've been waiting for this opportunity. I am a wannabe weather person.
He's an amateur weatherhead. So. Yeah.
Looking at the clouds today, everybody. They're white.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Looking a little fluffy out there. Skies are blue.
Yeah.
We have a current temperature here in the Wisconsin Rapids area of 53.
I didn't feel right.
I wasn't ready. No, oh. We've got, well, Brittany will be joining us tomorrow. We'll get your forecast for you in a little bit. We appreciate Brittany joining us whenever she can. We got fun things lined up for us today. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're also going to talk about what your next car might be. And it'll be surprising, I'll tell you that. You did not see this coming.
Okay.
And the most and least optimistic states in America. Ugh, there's no way we're going to be on that list. There's no way. No way we'll possibly be on this.
So do you count for Illinois or Wisconsin on that?
That's a good one. Definitely Illinois on that one. Definitely. And we got, of course, our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us a little bit later with a wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that. We will get into some entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And in that 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to talk about a new statue that was dedicated.
Okay.
Can't wait to get into that. We've got an interesting story about a kid named after a Star Wars character and why he couldn't get a passport.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Oh no.
That hits home around here at the studios bit, too.
Yeah.
And it is One Hit Wonder Day, Seth. And we're going to talk about which One Hit Wonder aligns with your zodiac sign. This is gonna be
okay. That was a left turn at the end I was like, oh yeah, one hit. What?
I also throughout the next 2 hours, I want to hear from everybody. What are your favorite one hit wonders? Think about that throughout the next 2 hours, and what are your favorite one hit wonders? We'll get to all of that, and we got another fun topic to get into to start off our show. But first, I want to remind everybody going on right now over at our McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids is United Way Day at McDonald's.
Yeah,
visit our friends at the United Way at 2128 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're hanging out over at the local McDonald's from 7 to 7 today. You can make an impact on our future here in Wood County.
That's right.
You can be a part of that, everybody.
And have a hamburger.
Yes.
While you're at it. Yeah.
Have some fries for me. I want their fries. I still can't eat solid foods, but I want to run over there and try. And even if I'll enjoy the food and I'll enjoy the people, but I'll enjoy the most knowing that I am enjoying good food while also putting back into my community.
Hey, you could have a shake, right?
Yeah.
You can have a shake.
There you go. Yeah. I'll head over there and have a shake, and it'll be the best shake ever because I'll know that I'm putting into my community.
That's right.
Join our friends at the United Way for United Way Day. Their 52nd annual, everybody.
That is so cool.
Shout out to them and our local McDonald's putting into this community. Support locals. Support those that support us, everybody. Find out more at uwswac.org. Say hi to Terry and the gang for us down there at our local McDonald's. I thought this was an interesting place to start, Seth, as we are getting into not only on the holiday seasons and fall, but we're, of course, gearing up for an election. And one of the things that I would like to see out of our politicians more and more from every angle is accountability.
Sure.
Every single person knows somebody out there who has been wrong, and everybody out there respects that somebody who has admitted that they were wrong.
Right.
We are told this from a young age. You will get in less trouble if you just own up to things.
Tell the truth.
And yet we see this very little out of our politicians. In fact, nowadays, the popular thing is to double down. Right. And I think that we can make ourselves get back to that if we demand our politicians to have accountability. accountability. Beware of the person who, you know, has never done anything wrong. Everything they do is great, and they've never done anything wrong. Beware of that person, everybody, because that person not only believes their own hype and is surrounded by yes men, but they are in it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People, you don't have to read between the lines. People tell you who they are pretty quickly.
They do. Yeah, they really will.
And with that being said, I am not above this. I am opposed to hypocrisy mm-hmm. from time to time. I'm not, any better than anybody else. I don't want to, I'm not talking down to anybody.
Yep.
I am a big believer in, every holiday should have its moment. Give Thanksgiving its moment. Do we really need Black Friday to be what it is? Is there really no way we can't consume other than Black Friday? The deals aren't even that good anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, man. They're not anymore. Yeah. So I don't even know the point of it anymore, other than making people get up at 5 a.m. to either work or stand in line.
I guess it's become a tradition for a lot of people now, too.
That's true.
Now that you think about it.
When it comes to that, and I don't want to take that from anybody. I like every holiday having its moment.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, when it comes to Halloween, I'm ready to start celebrating on November 5th of the following Halloween.
The whole year long, right?
Love Halloween. Yep. My favorite holiday by far and away. And so I admit that. I admit that I'm a little hypocritical. But we have a new question here to us. Is it too early for Halloween decorations? If you cannot wait to get that 12-foot skeleton out into your front yard, because, where else are you going to put it?
What are you doing it? Are you starting a biology class somewhere? Do you need a 12-foot skeleton for that?
If you were a biology teacher, this would be the perfect thing for your front yard. Is late September too early to put your Halloween decorations up? Someone polled more than 5,000 Americans, and most said yes. 2/3 think decorations shouldn't go up until at least October 1st.
Wow.
That includes 39% who said between the 1st and the 15th is at the earliest. 15% who said the 16th to the 30th. 3% said not until the 31st. So on Halloween, you're not even supposed to put up decorations until then.
Wow.
And another 4% wish people would never put up decorations for Halloween.
Those people are known as party poopers. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, something like that.
Come on.
If your porch is already covered in cobwebs, don't worry too much. 30% think it's fine, and 6% say put up decorations up as early as you want. Who cares?
Right.
So just don't leave them up too long. Around 75% of people think that they should come down by the end of November at the latest.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've got the Thanksgiving holiday right around the corner after Halloween.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're a person who likes to decorate for each holiday, you're going to be picking those down pretty quick and putting up your just general fall stuff, right, for Thanksgiving kind of thing.
I like the idea. I like the idea of celebrating it a little bit early. I think the last week of September, which 24% of people believe that's okay.
See, that's a quarter of people. That's not bad.
So it's not too bad.
Right.
I think that's fair with the amount of money and time we're spending on these things. Now, if you've just got like one decoration and you put it out or anything, I don't see any issue with that either.
No.
And I never liked the idea of telling people what to do with their own home.
Well, here, you know what? You talked about the election. That makes me want to tie this in just a little bit to that. So, personally, I don't like decorating till October 1st. That's kind of my, thing. Now, I do it like right on the 1st. Not usually. It takes me a little longer than that. But yeah, the month of October, cool. That kind of thing. But at the same time, I'm not going to go around telling people you can't put anything up until the 1st of October.
Yeah.
That's a personal choice. And what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. I have my opinion. I don't need to force it on anyone else about when to put up their Halloween decorations.
I'm really curious, the audience. I want your guys' feedback on this one. You can chime in anytime you like. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. If your neighbors, if the people across the street started to do this, how do you feel about it? It is September 25th. So let's say you see somebody going out there today doing that. We got a couple weeks left of September before we hit to October. So kind of curious where people fall on that one.
Yeah.
It's and which holiday, if this one isn't okay, which one is to start celebrating early?
Well, it seems like Christmas seems to be the one that we get to see earlier than in, way early for that.
And does this give us a chance to, you know, we only get one day with these holidays. So does this give a chance to really enjoy the holiday completely, or does it take away from the holiday?
That's a good question.
All these are, I think, are fair, and I don't have the answers for any of them, anybody. I looked at the back of the book, and it said, good luck. Okay. It had no answers at the end of
one other point that I think that's really cool on that survey. So 2/3 people said you should wait till the 1st of October. So it's like only a month or like that. I think those people would be very agreeable for us to have our election campaigns only a month before the election. How about that?
I did want to wrap up with that. Yes, I did want to wrap up with that. The more and more I think about that, the more and more I really feel like we got, you know, we certainly got a couple months here, 44 days, 40-some days, I believe, until the election.
Something like that.
So let's look at this as we got about 4 years and 40-some days until the next time that we do this whole thing. Mm. We got time to plan this out. We got time to prep this and set it up. And this falls on, this isn't us. The American citizens are not going out there 2 years before an election. You know, I want election coverage. You know what I miss? Attack ads. Boy, I miss those attack ads. Not one single American misses attack ads. And please call up and tell me if you even like attack ads, if anything about them. Because actually, you'll help me with a story I'm working on.
Oh, interesting.
Because, spoiler alert, everybody, nobody in human history has ever enjoyed, liked, or really, really responded well to an attack ad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that there's anybody out there who wouldn't want a six-month build-up to the election. I'm not even talking a year. I want 6 months. Mm-hmm. Give them 6 months. As if we can't do the vetting of these people before in that amount of time. Like and half these politicians, that's what they should want.
You'd think.
Look, we've talked about this off air a lot. We've talked about it on air. There are a handful of individuals that could have at a certain moment in time felt like, and as far as the pundits were concerned, could have walked into the White House.
Mm-hmm.
The days after 9/11, Rudy Giuliani was America's president and America's mayor and all this stuff and everything, and outlawed ferrets and never even got close. Never even
tried.
Got close.
Didn't work.
I mean, it just seems like it'd be the best for everybody. And I think that, you know, maybe we should do that with holidays too.
Let's look at that. Let's get into that.
Abbreviated sometimes is better.
Yeah,
sometimes it's better. And we are getting ready for fall around here. We are looking at the fall color report from our friends at Travel Wisconsin. Marshfield at 6% right now. Wausau as well at 6%. How are we doing here in the central Wisconsin area? Right down by us. Looks like Marquette is in at 5%. Let's see. And we're still at 5%.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So Stevens Point, Nakusa, Rome, all in the 5% area. So we'll see how this builds throughout the week. We're only on Wednesday, but I'm curious to see if we get a little bit more and more as we go along.
All right.
We are going to take a quick time out, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show on WFHR.
Outside now, it's 46.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Check out their Facebook post, everybody. They've got a nice thank you there to Port Edwards United Methodist Church. For it was a nice post on their part. And they're really, really, really in touch with their people, you know, their community. Yep. They really put into their community. They got some amazing food over there. Today, they got some great specials going on. They got a chicken skillet going on for a breakfast special, and for lunch, lasagna with garlic toast.
Lasagna.
They do some really good food over there.
They do.
One of the more unique menus you're going to come across. Visit our friends at El Cafe today. Support local. Support those that support this community, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or you can reach, of course, Seth that way.
Yes, you can email me if you wish, Seth@civicmedia.us. I'm the only Seth in the company, so you can just use my first name. So.
I got to eliminate all the other Jameses.
There's a few, actually.
There is quite a few, actually. Yeah. And a shout out to all of them. Yeah. Actually, I don't want any of them to go away. They're all great. We also want to hear from you on our Facebook pages. Direct message us that way, everybody, as well. And, of course, call up 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Yep. We'd love to hear from you. And the only thing better than getting your birthdays and anniversaries is you joining us on the air and sharing them with us live on the air.
Man, if you know the person whose birthday it is listening, I mean, What better way to wish him a happy birthday than on the radio? I'm telling you.
I hear at least every couple months somebody mentioning, saying something like that, that they heard their name on the radio or something and what a kick they got out of it.
It's still so cool. It's still a cool thing, man.
It's 2024 and it still means something.
It does.
Young and old. And, and we encourage you to do that, everybody. We take a look at our list today. And Seth, you get to take the day off or take the segment off because we've already got one qualifier for us. But we do have two names to celebrate. One of them, our very own Carol Horung.
Carol. Happy birthday.
Carol used to work at WFHR many years ago and now works at the Madison office handling traffic and logs and other duties.
Worked with Civic Media. That's very cool. I got to speak with Carol a couple times at parties and stuff. Yeah, it was really cool.
Carol's awesome. Mm-hmm. And what an amazing like tie-in.
Connection.
You know?
I know.
Yeah, that she used to work here and now she does, you know, many ways. We wish you a great day, Carol. Yep. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Jacob Winstrom.
Oh, happy birthday, Jacob. Congratulations.
Wishing you a good day, sir. Mm-hmm. It's a good one for you. Always like the name Jacob. It's a good name. Jacob. Jake.
Starts with a J.
Happy birthday, Jacob. Enjoy your day. I say brag to strangers, brag to friends and family that you are our qualifier for the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club.
We're getting close to the end of the month. Going to pick a winner soon.
Getting there. We take a look at our celebrity list. Big list today.
All right.
Top of the list, Bella Ramsey is 21. She is Ellie in The Last of Us. She's in commercials right now. You're seeing her a little bit more and everything. She is all over the place. Been in a handful of things. She really came to Providence with her role. She had a minor role on Game of Thrones, where she played like a queen of a land at a young age and everything, young queen. And there are the only real reason I kept watching Game of Thrones was the actors. The storyline lost me early on. But my sister loved the show, and she needed somebody to talk to, and all that about it. And I liked a lot of the actors on the show. But her performance stood out because she's like standing with some really, really good thespians. And she's hanging with them all. And you could tell this young lady has not been on screen before or anything. You just know seeing her, that's a star. Elijah Wood. I think Elijah Wood was one of those ones. Drew Barrymore. You just see them as a young actor, and you're like, yeah, that person.
They got it, whatever that is. Yeah.
If they want to keep doing this, they're going to have a career. And she's one of them. Like, we're just seeing the beginnings of her career. She's already blowing up and been amazing. Pedro Pascal is one of the more respected actors in the game. And she hangs with him and steals scenes from him all the time in that last of Us.
Right. He was in Game of Thrones, too, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Game of Thrones connection.
I think one of the greatest creatives in the game today, and one of the top of the list for actors I would love to work with, or creatives I'd love to work with, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, is 41 today.
He's 41. Wow.
I had to close down his tour. He had a final tour he was doing right now, because he's retiring the character of Childish Gambino. But he had to retire that tour, actually, for health reasons. He's been having some health issues and everything.
I'm guessing it's probably related to exhaustion. My God. I can't, you know, having won a successful career in either music or in like, you know, being an actor is one thing, but trying to do both, that seems like a bit much to me. I mean, only a few people can really pull that off.
He won an Emmy early in his career as a writer on 30 Rock. And from that moment on, he hasn't stopped working. He's been
insane
nonstop.
With busy, yeah.
The TV show Atlanta that he helped create and write on and everything is one of my top 10 favorite shows of all time.
Like,
just a great actor.
Just all around, just a very talented person.
Was Lando Calrissian in the Solo movie.
That's
was
right.
Great as that. And certainly noteworthy. The Mr. and Mrs. Smith show on Amazon that just was huge and was a really, really good show. Didn't like how it ended, but really good. Really good show. This is always a weird one every year when it happens. A happy 55th birthday to Catherine Zeta-Jones. And 80th to her husband, Michael Douglas. I think this, you know, Michael Douglas comes from Hollywood royalty.
That's right.
You know, the Douglases, some of the best acting you'll ever see are from the Douglases, period.
Yep.
Whether it's Kirk or Michael, you know, either
both
one.
Both really, really good.
Really good actors. Michael Douglas, almost underrated actor, like just so good at what he does. Maybe one of the greater decisions from him, of course, to marry Catherine Zeta-Jones. Beautiful woman, but and a wonderful person from what it seems like and everything. You never heard anybody say anything bad about Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, I have not.
But if you're going to marry a younger woman, I just feel like marrying her, like marrying a woman that's born on the same day as you, really makes it evident of the age difference. It really shows you there.
Stark relief at that point. You could really tell.
And at the same time, when you're 55 and 80, does it matter?
It doesn't.
I mean, at a certain age, it matters a lot. It matters a lot. Don't do it.
There's
an answer for you. Yeah. I don't care what the scenario, don't do it. At this point, what does it matter? Really,
it doesn't
matter. And they got together actually when she was in her 30s and he was in his 50s like that. Yeah. So even then, I don't know how much. They're grown adults.
Who cares?
It ain't your business. They're not marrying you. They're not asking you to come to the wedding. I don't know.
Unless they do weddings, like marry people. That'd be kind of cool. I'd have her come to.
Would be interesting. Catherine Zeta-Jones, also a very fine actor. Very good actor. She was wonderful in Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. She just pops up. Here and there anymore. I know she's not big. She's, I don't know if semi-retired is the word for it, but she'll appear in things here and there.
She is a perfect Morticia. She is an absolute perfect Morticia.
Yes.
Really good at that. Will Smith is 56.
Oh, wow.
Great actor, writer, creative.
He's a great catcher for the Dodgers. Will Smith. Different Will Smith.
Used to be Mr. 4th of July, Will Smith.
Back in the 90s?
But it does look like, hey, we're not canceling him. We're not going to cancel him.
Well, he should have been canceled after Wild Wild West. But
Scottie Pippen, 59 today.
Oh, wow.
One of the better Robins in the NBA history. One of the better Robins.
He just cringed. He didn't even know why when you said that. He hates that.
Heather Locklear is 63.
Oh God.
Great actor.
She's had a really interesting career, I gotta say.
Michael Madsen, 67, Mr. Blonde and Reservoir Dogs, Sidewinder and Kill Bill. Basically every Quentin Tarantino movie he was in. Good actor.
Plays a really deranged person really well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but he's good at it.
Speaking of playing a deranged person, Mark Hamill is 73. Certainly known as Luke Skywalker.
Of course.
That is his most famous role. A lot of us, that are enjoy voice acting and everything will also know him as the Joker. Because to me, I actually think of him more as the Joker than I do him as Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in part because the Skywalker movies for me were when I was young, and the Joker has been a little bit more recent.
When you've been older,
But his work with Kevin Conroy, who for a lot of us is the voice of Batman.
Yeah, one of the best ever.
So good. I love Michael Keaton and Christian Bale, and I love Val Kilmer's Batman. That's my Batman, is Kevin Conroy.
Man, the original Batman animated series is just so good. It is so wonderful, and all the talent. And if you heard the Joker without knowing it was Mark Hamill, you wouldn't know.
No, you would have
He changed
idea.
His voice so much on that. It's amazing.
But if you, when I'm a kid reading those novels, when I'm a kid and reading the comics, and today's actually National Comic Book Day, everybody. That's the voice I heard. And then all these decades later to hear Mark Hamill hit it perfectly.
Right.
Just so good.
Well, and even recently, I haven't seen it, but the miniseries, The Fall of the House of Usher, his performance, I guess, in that is
so
really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotten a chance. He's kind of like a third act here kind of in everything, and it's been wonderful to
see. It's been fun to see.
Very deserving.
Mm-hmm.
Anson Williams is 75. Potsy on Hot Happy Days. And some people no longer with us. They don't have him on this list, and I'm very disturbed by that.
What?
But Shel Silverstein.
Oh, my gosh.
Shel Silverstein, born on this day. How do you summarize a career that, first off, Chicago's own. I mentioned that.
put that in there.
But how do you summarize, if you're trying to tell somebody what Shel Silverstein was, how do you really even, he was a writer.
He was a writer. A poet.
And he wrote children's books.
Yeah, he was an artist. An illustrator.
Also illustrated quite a bit.
Songwriter, yep. Wrote songs for bands like what was it? I can't remember the name. The Dr. Hook.
Yep.
Dr. Hook. And
cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's right, yep. He wrote some songs for them. He recorded his own albums as well with his own songs, yep.
Wrote Topol Glazer's Put Another Log on the Fire, Hey Loretta, 25 Minutes to Go, and of course, famously wrote A Boy Named Sue with Johnny Cash.
That's right.
Which we played over on the Sunrise Show today. And actually, I played a cool version of it that I found from the Highwaymen. doing A Boy Named Sue. So you see them all out there, and Willie singing back up and everything. It was really good. Go check that out if you get a chance, everybody.
Good version.
There's all of these things, and yet I don't feel like we've really summarized the man. Because his work, while it was, you know, we enjoy music, we enjoy a lot of these things, so many of us grew up with Where the Sidewalk Ends or The Giving Tree. And his work wasn't written for kids necessarily. He didn't talk down to kids.
Exactly.
You know? He laid it out there, and I think there was some ease and some grace to where he told things. He wasn't blunt, but he didn't talk down. He didn't use a kid's voice or anything.
No,
and I think that that's part of the reason why his words stuck so much.
He was one of those authors, the best ones, the ones that we remember the most are the ones, like you said, James, they treat the kids with respect. And say, these aren't dumb people. You know, these are kids. They're learning, and we don't have to speak to them a certain way. Raoul Dahl is the same way. He was very similar in the way he wrote for children. So,
also wrote plays. I forgot about that.
How about that?
Jill Silverstein also wrote plays, just in case you need that.
Speaking of busy people, wow.
Yeah. Also, no longer with us, Barbara Walters, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 2022. Interesting, she just came up the other day when we were doing an interview talking about... When I first take over for Carl, I'm nervous. I've never interviewed people, and I don't know what I'm doing. And I go and I research all these great interviewers that I've known and seen and reached out to my old boss and all these things. But I think the person that I may have learned not the most from, but some of the stuff that I would have never thought of is Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters does this thing, and you catch me doing it all the time in interviews. I'll ask a very basic question. And if you're listening to your guest, they will give you the follow-up question. You don't have to
plan everything, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of prep that we do for these interviews. Yeah. I'll say I do. Every interview you hear us do, I prepped at least 3-4 hours for that interview, if not a lot longer, which is usually the case. But all that being said, the greatest questions usually come up organically if you're listening to your guest. Barbara Walters, I think, may have been the best I've ever heard at doing this, at listening to their guest and having an amazing follow-up question. You go back and look at her interviews, and especially her most famous interviews. Yep. It's not the pre-planned question. It's the generic question that leads up to that.
Right. And she was a groundbreaker in terms of women on television doing interviews. She did her share of celebrity interviews, of course. But when she first started, she was like one of the first women to interview like politicians and doctors and quote unquote important people. You know what I mean by that. But people that you normally wouldn't associate with like celebrities, like actors and stuff like that. So got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, that may be first on her resume. And certainly, it's noteworthy too. She could make fun of herself.
She was so good.
Gilda Radner's impersonation of her, she loved. Her and Gilda actually did a bit together once at Second City.
Awesome.
It was to raise awareness for cancer and everything. And Barbara Walters just
all around very, very. Very fun person.
Yeah.
Right?
And Christopher Reeve wraps things up for us. Superman, born in 1952, passed away in 2004. Talking about this is my Superman, this is my that, or whatever.
Got to be our Superman.
Yeah, he's our Superman.
He's the one we grew up with.
Some great actors that have played in that. I thought Henry Cavill did an amazing job. And even Henry Cavill will tell you that's his Superman.
Yep.
And if you need any more evidence of that, and nowadays when you have all the prep and training that you can do for these roles, where we see these guys play these superheroes, and they're built like nothing we've ever... Like, they actually look like the comic book characters with these crazy muscles and nowadays. Henry Cavill got that dream role, his big break, and instead of hiring a personal trainer and all those things, he took the exact same workout Christopher Reeve did. Everything you see of Henry Cavill, that's him. That's the suit. And just like it was with Christopher Reeve.
Yep. And he was insistent. Christopher Reeve was insistent on that when he was cast as Superman. He wasn't going to wear the silly fake muscles and stuff. No, I'm going to do this myself. And that was all him. Yep.
Yeah. Also, more than Superman. Death Trap.
Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful actor.
Yeah. Really, really solid career.
Yep.
100%. Really, really solid career. And another guy that could make fun of himself when he was struggling on certain days, when he was struggling after his accident and everything, for years, Robin Williams would call him up and just, make fun of him. Just give him jokes and everything. And Reeve would just love it. Just couldn't get enough of it and everything. Good. It seemed like a really good guy. That is going to do it for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One more shout out to Carol. Happy Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Jacob Winstrom.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Enjoy your day. Keep on listening, everybody. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up the rest of the week. And we, of course, are going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Knew I should have wore shorts. Dang it. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Seth and James here.
The old part of the city where the sun refused to shine.
Ways to shine. Ways sings that.
Eric Burdon, not bad.
He's so good. Good. One of the better frontmen, I think.
Yes.
Underrated frontmen.
Yep.
Seth and James here, and we're getting ready to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Look at that timing.
Timing.
Look at
look at that. Phil, the man.
Yeah. Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
This is the first time I've ever been on time.
It's great. It's really good. Perfect.
It's good, though. I love it.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. You want me to hang up, start again?
Just mark it on the calendar. Everybody, just mark it on the calendar. Oh, man. There's no set time for you to join us. As long as you join us, we're happy. Good to have you with us, Phil. I was just checking out your Facebook page. I want to encourage everybody to do that. Go to your search bar on Facebook, type in their Quality Plus Printing, and like their page. Keep up to date on all the good things they are doing over there. Looks like you've been having a lot of fun over at the shop.
Oh, yeah. We've been busy. And it's a good time of year. Again, when school starts back up, we get a lot of school-type projects, including a lot of the athletic programs and then in different books that they put forth for all their sports and other events too. Theater, you know, when the community theater and the school theater programs start going, we do a lot of printing of their programs for a lot of the local schools and community theater as well, which has a show coming up this weekend, we know. And printed those programs, and they came and picked them up yesterday. So yeah, we're happy to this time of year is a hopping time of year for us. And keep it coming.
Ready to go. Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right, so I chose this word. I'll switch into my radio voice. the word of the week is orotund. Orotund.
Orotund. Orotund.
Marked by fullness, strength, and clarity of sound. So you go into this big orator voice, right, which I'm sure has the same kind of meaning to it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
Oh, don't ever do that again.
I won't. it's a fun word, Phil. That's a fun word.
That is a great word. I haven't heard that before. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked, especially when it's related to sound.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's your thing.
I know, man.
That's a fun one.
Fullness, clarity, and strength, and also has a second meaning of being a little over the top with the voice, you know?
Yes.
Bombastic.
James just did, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They got to knock it, theater voice it. You got to knock
there
it
you
up
go.
A
yeah.
notch or two
yeah.
and everything. We all know something about that. Phil,
loud.
I wanted to take a moment to also talk about Wham Incorporated a little bit, and you guys looking for some hometown heroes.
Yeah, keep them coming. We got, again, another one in last week, so I just got to push the next one out here. I always have to push that button, but keep them coming. We got another suggestion this last week, so and there's lots of them out there. I mean, every day, right? We're out in this wonderful community, and there's people that are going the extra mile, doing the extra thing. You can get us their name, and we'd like to, you know, honor them, tell their story. So please do. Again, we have a few. I just got to get them out there, and we will.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You just got to put a couple sentences together about why you think this person should be nominated for our Hometown Heroes. And Phil will get that, and we're going to grab a name, and that person will join us on the air, and they get their face on a T-shirt.
One-of-a-kind T-shirt. Yeah.
It's a pretty darn cool thing you're doing over there, Phil. We want to support that.
Yeah. No, it's going well. And Wham is growing. We keep getting orders, from, you know, mostly from our customers here at Quality Plus Printing, and which is where I want to go, and so it's been a neat little thing. So I want to thank Heather Sayers, who's been involved with me in making that project happen, and it's going well. We did some t-shirts for Edge Video Arcade there. That's a really cool little business that's starting up here in town, and a couple other projects. We're doing some right now for WIRI.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They're getting done, so that's cool too. Pushing those out, so keep them coming. It's been a good venture, and then I think now there's almost nothing we can't print on, that we're able to figure things out, just like we've talked about before. If you bring a project to us, bring it on. We'll find a way to get it done. So
we know what he's talking about here at WFHR and WIRI. We have challenged Phil before. And yes, they could even print on a chicken butt. Like they can do it all. They can do it all.
Rubber chicken.
Yes. It's pretty good over there.
I blew a hole in the chicken's butt figuring that out.
Yeah, man. Took
it. Well, you gotta experiment, you know, and make sure it works.
Yeah. Persistence. Persistence over a Quality Plus printing. Yeah, they will figure it out. They will get it worked out for you.
Yeah, we put WIRI in the, you know, the call numbers, letters, on a rubber chicken repeatedly. Once I got it figured out.
Phil, we're gonna be sending some people your way, okay?
No real chickens were hurt.
None.
Plastic
ones, maybe.
Yes. Plastic, different. Different story.
Right.
Looking forward to next Wednesday already, Phil. Say hi to the gang over there for us, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much, you two. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Thanks, Phil. Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday right in this time slot for our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Yeah. We appreciate Phil getting that to us and appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, everybody. Go to 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Visit Quality Plus Printing today. Phil is not kidding. There is no challenge to them that they're not going to take on.
That's right.
Get on over there with all your printing needs and say hi to the gang for us over at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Rapids. We'll be back with more show coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's get into some fun here, Seth. We've got a couple of topics to take us in the next 10 minutes right up to the top of the hour. And fall has just begun. There's still some warmer summer in the air, a little bit of as we've heard from our forecasts and everything. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how hopeful are you feeling? How optimistic are you feeling out there as we get ready for this marathon of holidays that we have coming up?
That's right.
It's always a good time to kind of check in with people.
Mm-hmm.
A new survey asked 5,000 Americans across all 50 states, how optimistic are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
And the good news is that the average answer was about 6.7.
Oh, that's above half, or for the halfway point, I should say. Yeah.
This has changed a lot in the last 4 years. This is almost skyrocketed up in comparison to 4 years ago.
Right.
And this survey, along with many, many others out there, show us over and over, time and time again, whether it's science, it's math, whatever you listen to, whatever you're thinking of, they all tell us the same thing. Our country is going in that direction. Mm-hmm. We want to be less divided. We want to have more less diversity. We're looking for that.
Right, less divisivity, I think. Yeah, that's the way to put it.
That's the right way. Well, who is the most optimistic state?
Okay.
Well, the people in Wyoming average about 7.2.
Really?
Yeah. And that's, I don't know if that's surprising or not.
No, I don't think so.
But I think that especially with a not as many people in that state and some of those factors.
Seriously, when's the last time you thought about Wyoming?
Yeah, right? Seriously. You know? Yeah. Now, where it gets interesting, though, is the next two states.
Okay.
California and New Jersey.
Wow.
Which I don't think a lot of people, when you think of optimism, you necessarily would think of.
Right.
Especially Jersey.
Especially Jersey. Yeah. I'm a little less surprised by California. You know, the mindset there, you know, well, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. The whole laid back California vibe thing like that. So that kind of plays into that cliche. But you're right. The New Jersey one is like, okay, well, all right.
And then it gets even more interesting, I think, after New Jersey, Alabama, and then Maryland.
Ooh. Another state you never think about is Maryland.
Yeah, it just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
But so many of these times when we do these things and we're talking about that, we get to our southern states and they seem to be suffering or ranking lower in these lists or something like that. For Alabama, of all the lists, optimistic list, for Alabama to be up there, that is pretty cool. Shout out to Alabama.
Yeah, no kidding.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Yes.
The least optimistic state is Vermont.
Really?
Which, again, I did not see that coming. Now, even Vermont was at 6.0, so better than average.
Yeah, yeah.
But still a little surprising.
The lowest on the list. Wow, Vermont. Known for many things. Not be grouches? I don't know.
Texas and Mississippi were second, followed by West Virginia and Kansas.
Okay.
And I'm a little surprised by the Texas thing. Just, yeah. I hadn't spent that much time in Texas, but I spent some time there, and I would not consider that a negative kind of person,
right,
or anything.
Right.
The generation that's the most optimistic is boomers. Millennials are next, followed by Gen X, and then Gen Z pulled up the rear.
Yikes.
It can seem like boomers carry a lot of doom and gloom, but according to the survey, most older folks avoid letting daily annoyances get under their skin and, quote, kick off their day with a positive mindset.
Now, is that just because they're older? The older generation? I wonder if that has something to do with it. I think the older you get, now this just, it's a generalization, but the older you get, you know, the more you learn to take things in stride kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you're old, I mean, just think about when you were, if you're like in your 40s, think about how you were in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things seem to be like more, you know, like hair on fire stuff. But
the younger you are, the more things seem to bother you that don't really affect your day-to-day life that you don't realize until you're older.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't feel that intensity anymore, you know, as you get older. But,
you know, when you're young, having a pimple and going to school can be a devastation, can be the end of the world and everything.
Right.
And you get older and you're just more aggravated that you're still getting pimples at this age.
Right.
Like, why does that still happen? After the age of 18, we shouldn't have it happen.
Right.
Shouldn't be a thing. Overall, the survey found that people who are the most optimistic have healthier habits and have better diets, stick to regular exercise routines, spend time outdoors, and get as much sleep as they can.
Okay.
And they also brush off setbacks and, quote, are less bothered by daily frustrations.
Okay. All right. Well, that would make you a little more optimistic. Yeah, I guess so.
And I one thing I think that is also, and maybe they don't talk about this in this particular survey or anything, but in ones that I've seen in the past that I feel like should be noted here, the individual part of this, where, you know, we're talking about states, we're talking about generations. What about you? How do you approach these things? How do you handle these things?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for myself, I'm a work in progress and I'm working on that stuff too. But those, that last part about letting daily frustrations get to you, I think that's a key one in this thing. And how much smoother your day can be, your life can be, when you can roll with those things.
Right.
Chaos is life. Life is chaos.
Right.
The entropy. This is life. This is the universe.
One of the things I have learned over the years, being, you know, in recovery and everything like that, you know, the old, it's kind of a cliche, you know, one day at a time kind of thing. You want to do that. I actually do take that to heart for a lot of things. You know, if you're say you got a really busy week coming up and you know, oh gosh, you know, we got all this stuff going on. I got to be here and I got to be here and stuff like that. I have found that it's very helpful to just focus on the day, you know, the day. And when it comes to an end, when everything is said and done, you know, that little moment of relaxation you can take, or that moment of just sitting back for a minute, looking forward to that moment actually helps me a lot personally to get through, you know, everything in the day. And then everything doesn't seem quite so overwhelming.
Yeah, I think that's really insightful, man. That's really good. I go on the other end of this. I take it all back. Let daily frustrations bother you. Get bent out of shape about everything. Get it out of your system. No.
Oh, no.
We know, I think all of us out there have known people like that. And they don't seem happy.
Yeah,
you know,
and
so that's another sign of like, oh, I don't want to turn into that. I could see at a certain point in my life I was going to become that, and thankfully hit the brakes on that, and
got some help and everything.
Yeah,
I have done the same thing in my life as well, and I can't tell you how important and helpful that was.
Life is so much more. Life is meant to be lived and enjoyed.
Yes.
And these anxieties or these things can hold us back oftentimes. And so often, I learned this the hard way. You walk around all day with your fists clenched, you're going to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's how you approach the day, what you put into the world, the all of this, you get back. You really do. I not only have I seen it myself, but I know you guys out there know what we're talking about here.
Right.
It's a lot easier. Life is so much easier having a little bit. I just have a tiny bit of optimism. I don't even have that much. And even just having that little bit of optimism, life is just so much smoother and better.
Right. I would be curious because they're not the same thing, optimism and hope. I would say the same kind of survey and see what people feel like. How hopeful are they? That would be very interesting to see the difference between how optimistic and hopeful you are kind of thing.
Yeah. As we wrap up, I did want to remind everybody again that the 52nd Annual United Way Day at McDonald's is going on right now.
Woo!
You have until 7 o'clock tonight to get on over there, and a percentage of your what you buy will go to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and continue to help them to do the great work that they are doing over there. Help the United Way by getting some Mickey D's. That's all you got to do.
How easy is that, right?
Yeah, just got on over there. Help
easy
them.
Easy peasy.
And, of course, find out more and find out ways you can impact your community through the United Way, whether it's Day of Caring or some of the other great events that they have coming up. Go to uwswac.org. Find out more about our United Way. Be sure to follow them on social media as well.
Yes.
And, of course, we've got there's just a couple more days left of this awesome contest we've been doing. Civic Media's statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Yes.
Be listening at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a keyword for you text to us.
Yes, that's
right. You do that, and you can win some green or some gold.
That's right. Real green.
Yes.
Lettuce.
Our company is doing so well, we're giving out gold.
We're just
just giving it away.
We're just giving gold out, you know?
We're able to do that thanks to all of you. We're doing well because of all of you.
Right.
We're not here without all of you.
And that's exactly right.
That's what this contest is about. And getting you a chance to see your green and gold in person.
That's right. Coming up in December 23rd. Mark your calendars, everybody. They're going to be at home. They're going to be playing the black and gold of New Orleans.
Nice.
And you're going to be inside.
Yeah.
That's the coolest part of it, is you're going to be indoors to watch this in a club level. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It doesn't even matter what the weather is outside.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're going to be fine. Yep. You're going to be good. You're going to be able to watch them, and a great game. By all means, right now, that looks like it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah.
New Orleans is pretty good this year. Obviously, Green Bay
the Packers
is
are looking
good,
pretty good right now. Yeah.
It's all looking pretty good.
I mean, the Green Bay green and gold are
pretty good. Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm just kidding.
Get in on the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, everybody. All you got to do is have that Civic Media app and be listening for that keyword. Again, we've already got 7 a.m. done today, but tomorrow and Friday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours, be listening.
Yes.
Seth and I will be back with more fun on The Morning Show.